text, Hallmark Channel presents, title, You, Me and the Christmas Trees, Evergreens Stand Tall Under a Blue Sky. Credits, Around Road and Front Street Pictures Production. Danica McKellar, The Arms of a Child Hold Tightly to a Tall, Straight Tree Trunk. Credits, Benjamin Ayers. With Red Gloved Hands, The Child Climbs Higher and Higher Up the Tree.
Olivia, where are you? We're late for the Christmas Eve gala. You still need to get dressed.
I am dressed, Mom.
Get down here.
Okay.
Olivia hops from the tree and Mom pulls bark from her hair.
Oh, no. I will be glad when you grow out of this phase.
Please. Mom looks at her adoringly.
Go ahead.
Olivia smiles gleefully as she races through the trees. Sprays of snow drop from evergreen branches as her hands brush past them. Credits, casting by Jackie Lind, CSA, music by Chris Ainscow, editor Jason A. King. An older Olivia stands holding an electronic device up to an evergreen tree as an older man approaches.
So?
Treatment worked. I told you, your trees are going to be just fine.
I don't know how to thank you. No one else could figure out what was going on. Guess that's why they call you the Christmas Tree Whisperer.
Oh, you know, I'm an evergreen specialist. They don't become Christmas trees until someone decorates them. To be honest, I don't think they need to get all gussied up. I think they're perfect, just the way they are.
They smile. Her smile fades when she notices a young couple hugging as they look at the trees. Snow-dusted evergreens cover a mountaintop. Credits, written by Julie Sherman Wolf. A blanket of snow surrounds a Victorian farmhouse. Sign, Connor's Connecticut Christmas Trees, established 1920. A man works behind a counter.
Mr. Mazzucato, how are you?
I'm great. My tree, however, not so much.
I see that.
Lost half of his needles overnight. There's still 3 weeks until Christmas, Jack.
The tree
isn't supposed to look like this for another month.
I know. There's something wrong with this year's entire crop. So I have been refunding pretty much everybody. There you go.
Sorry to hear that. Any idea what's going on?
I can't figure it out. No one around here seems to know what it is. Listen, I completely understand if you want to buy a tree from somewhere else.
You've always been so generous to our family, even when we couldn't afford a tree. We can wait a bit longer.
I don't want you to not have a Christmas tree.
Well, if we still don't have one on Christmas Eve, then we'll worry about it.
He slides the money back over the counter to Jack.
Thank you, Calvin. Thank you.
He returns the money to the cash box and smiles as more customers approach.
Hi.
From above, vast snow-covered rooftops and fields. A framed photo of Olivia holding a certificate sits on a mantle. Diplomas hang on a wall, degree in forestry, Olivia Arden, certificate of agriculture. Olivia stands in a bright living room watering houseplants. She moves to a desk covered with notes and scientific drawings and sits down to open her laptop.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hey, your dad and I want to know what time you'll be home on Friday night.
Our party starts at 6.
Oh, and don't forget to bring your dress and that beautiful red coat for the Christmas Eve gala
at the marina.
No, I thought that was canceled.
It's only because the committee knew that everybody important was going to be at your wedding. And so, once you canceled...
The Christmas Eve gala was back on.
Right. So, we can't very well just sit around Christmas Eve moping.
I'm not moping.
Oh, well, good. So then you'll come.
I really don't want to.
Oh, well, everyone wants to see you.
I don't want to talk to everyone.
Honey,
I know you've always been more comfortable around plants than people.
But your dad and I want you to come home.
We want to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm happy I ended things. The life Justin wanted was just too much like...
Like?
Never mind. Doesn't matter now. Love you. See you at home.
But when?
Soon. Promise.
Olivia rolls her eyes and slumps in her chair. Lights glow in the windows of a large snow-covered farmhouse. A photo sits on a mantle of a man holding a little boy and smiling, next to a photo of a young family of 6. Jack steps through the room and pauses at a lighted Christmas tree. He touches a branch and frowns. He sits at the dining table.
You don't have to make dinner for me, Mom.
This has been my kitchen for 40 years. I'll do what I want.
You didn't have to move into that active adult community. You know that, right?
Your father and I made those arrangements when he got sick. He didn't want me to spend my golden years sitting around here all by myself.
I'm here.
Yes, but you're terrible at Mahjong. No, honey. All my friends are there. It's kind of like college. Only I don't have to study or take a test. And I can sleep till noon. I love it.
Good.
This is going to be your house now. And you will raise your family here.
There we go.
Of course, first you actually have to try to find someone.
I'm too busy for that, Mom.
Life isn't just about work.
It is when you're trying to keep your family's 100-year-old business in the black.
Well, they all managed to find some balance between work and family.
Right now, I just want to try to figure out what's wrong with my trees. And then I'll worry about balance, okay?
Ooh. Kelly! Elliot! Hey. I was hoping you'd stop by.
Hi, Mrs. Connor.
Sit. I made turkey chili.
Oh, score. Yeah.
I knew it. You guys only like me for my mom's cooking.
I thought that had been firmly established.
He holds a jug of cider.
For you.
Ah, you heard.
A few people at the tasting room talking about it.
And by a few, you mean?
Pretty much everyone.
Jack lowers his head.
So, any luck figuring out what's going on?
No, my mom's never seen anything like this in the past. I've gone through my dad and grandpa's journal. There's nothing. I mean, even the local arborist doesn't know what it is.
What are you going to do?
Reeve Sawyer said there's some kind of Christmas tree expert over at UConn, so I'm going to call there in the morning.
Oh, I'll be right here with you.
Elliot, I won't be here for breakfast in the morning.
Oh, then I'll be with you in spirit.
Right.
Sign, UConn, University of Connecticut, founded 1881. A woman walks past festive garland covering a stair rail. She peeks in an open door.
Olivia, what are you still doing here? You're going to hit standstill traffic going from here down to Westport.
That's the plan.
Are you sure you're doing okay? I know this was supposed to be your wedding weekend.
I'm fine. Why does everyone think I'm not fine?
Because you never talk about it.
That doesn't mean I'm not fine. It just means I don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to talk about it. Got it. It's just, you know, you're barely even acknowledging that it's Christmas.
Truthfully, I'm just Christmased out. All my parents care about is people seeing their perfect Christmas. It's a lot. If I could skip the whole thing this year, I would.
Oh, yes, there's a huge traffic jam on the Merritt.
Okay, well, you can't sit around here the entire break. At least come out with me and Adam for Christmas Eve.
Didn't you say you thought Adam was going to propose to you on Christmas Eve?
Well, yes. But that's okay.
Thing. I'm fine. It's a few days of my mom saying, is that what you're wearing? I'm gonna be fine.
Okay.
Olivia Arden.
Yeah, hi. I'm hoping you can help me. A friend said that there was someone over there that's an expert on Christmas trees.
Oh, you're probably looking for the chief evergreen horticulturist at the UConn College of Agriculture.
Yes, that sounds like the person I'm looking for.
That's me. What can I help you with?
Look, I know it's only a week before Christmas, so you're probably busy or on vacation, but my fir trees are dropping needles almost immediately after being cut. No one locally seems to know what's going on. I'm the fourth generation owner of this farm. We've never seen anything like this before, and it's just I'm getting pretty desperate. And I was wondering if you happen to have time, you could come up to Avon and...
I have time, actually. Yes, I do have time. How's this afternoon? I can get up to Avon in less than an hour.
Really?
That's amazing.
You're not too busy?
I mean, I think I can squeeze you in.
That's incredible news. It's Connor's Christmas Trees, 523 Rock Oak Lane.
Okay. I will see you soon.
See you soon.
She smiles at her coworker.
Looks like I'm up for a little detour.
Peggy sweeps sawdust at the tree stand.
Okay. I'll see you in a little bit.
Jack pats her shoulder.
I'll see you in a bit, Mom.
Oh, wait. What time is the person from UConn getting here?
She's going to be here within the hour. I'm just going to go do a quick pickup for Miss Plankus.
Well, look on the bright side. From what I've heard, our customers are willing to wait until they can buy from us again this year. Now, that's loyalty. And you earned it.
Thank you, but that took a decade to build, and I could lose it all if our customers don't have a tree by Christmas.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Yep.
Peggy clasps her hands nervously as Jack gets in his truck. The sun shines in the wintry sky as Olivia travels on a divided highway. Sign, Avon 1 mile ahead.
Roundabout.
Jack drives behind her.
Enter roundabout.
Oh!
His coffee spills.
Exit right.
Seriously?
He looks up and slams the brake.
Recalculating route.
Too late, lady.
He leaps from the truck.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. you?
Oh, I'm fine. It was just the love tap. Sorry, that's just what people call it, which doesn't make any sense considering it's almost always a total stranger.
Seems a little more like a punch than a tap.
You did tip the brakes pretty hard.
Well, it was my exit, so I slowed it down.
Looks like you realized that a smidge too late.
If you weren't tailgating...
I wasn't tailgating.
Okay, you know what? It was just exchange insurance info.
Right.
A tree's in the truck.
This is just what I need today.
Well, I'm sure there isn't too much damage.
No.
The tree, on the other hand, looks totaled.
You got that right. That's why I was in a rush. I'm meeting someone who supposedly knows how to fix it.
Her eyes widen.
Here you go.
Yeah.
She snaps a photo of his info.
Yeah, they call her the Christmas tree whisperer.
Olivia nods.
Which is a bit much, if you ask me.
She shifts her eyes and shrugs.
Well, that's pretty cheesy, but maybe she doesn't call herself that. And maybe she really is that good.
Maybe. But I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
She studies him with concern.
Anyway, listen. Just get me the estimate and I'll take care of all this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm gonna need your info.
Yes.
He follows her to her car.
Oh, shoot.
Trying to find it.
Oh, sorry, it's not you. It's just gonna be late. I have this meeting.
So do I.
Oh, yeah, where are you headed?
She smiles and steps closer, holding a business card.
Connor's Christmas trees.
Jack scowls and lowers his eyes.
Right.
Yeah. See you there.
Yeah.
Her tailpipe hits the ground.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
A tow truck lifts Olivia's car.
I am really sorry. Clearly, you were heading somewhere after our meeting.
Oh, just to Westport for a week. Christmas with a family.
You can't do that on a tailpipe.
Nope.
Yeah, if you don't mind the engine stalling every few minutes. And the noise and the fumes.
Yes, yes. I must stay and wait for the repairs for the planet.
He eyes her curiously.
It's fine if I get there a little late tonight.
Actually, I just got a text from the shop. It looks like the replacement won't be here until tomorrow.
Darn the luck.
I feel like you're not really in a rush to get home.
She looks away.
Listen, my cousin Lisa runs the old Avon Inn. It's a few blocks from here. Why don't you stay overnight till your car's ready and we'll take care of it.
You don't have to do that.
You didn't have to come here and you did, and I appreciate it.
She tilts her head.
I mean, it would be better to take the soil samples at dawn. That way you get the best temperature for measuring microbes and moisture.
There you go. Win-win. Unless, of course, they're not fixable, then it's win-lose.
Who wins?
Well, you. You still get paid.
I'm not going to charge you if I can't help.
I'm not going to let you work for free. Wait, does that mean you don't think you can actually help me?
I didn't say that.
Oh, you're hedging your bets.
She marches past him.
I'm all about evergreens.
She turns and glares.
I don't do hedges.
Festive garland trims the porch of a large inn. Jack steps with Olivia into the foyer.
Lisa, thank you so much for this. This is Olivia.
Hi. Well, I just hope you can help.
I'll do everything I can. Well, you came on the perfect night. Tonight's our big Christmas open house. Dinner, dessert, my famous hot cocoa.
I know everyone always says their famous whatever they make is the best, but hers really is.
Thank you for the invitation, but I'm really just here to work.
Okay, well, here is the code to your room, and just in case you change your mind, here is a flyer to this week's community Christmas events. You might change your mind.
Okay. It's okay.
She takes it.
You want a hand?
I know, I'm good, thanks. Okay.
She climbs the stairs.
Let us know if you need anything.
Jack examines a branch Olivia sampled.
I hit her car.
What?
Yeah, hit her car.
That's a great start, Jack.
I know.
Olivia works at a desk next to a four-poster bed. She frowns at the elaborate decorations that surround her. She sets an old-world Santa on the floor and removes the garland from the back of the desk. Finally, she tucks nutcrackers into a drawer and opens her work case on the desk.
Okay, alright.
Then she scowls at her phone.
Hi, Mom. I ended up coming up to Avon for a freelance job. It was supposed to be quick, and my car ended up needing repairs.
Oh, well, so when are you getting here?
Tomorrow. Sometime. Sorry about that.
Do I hear Christmas music?
Yeah, there's some Christmas party going on downstairs.
You're going to a party? Oh, is that what you're wearing?
I'm working.
Well, still, honey.
Speaking of that, I gotta go. Love you, bye.
Olivia shrugs and slips off her puffy vest. Olivia weaves her way through the crowded party and kneels to cut samples from a Christmas tree as Jack arrives.
Hey, Jack.
Oh, Mayor McGuire, how are you?
Good, good. I was hoping to run into you.
I hear you're having some tree troubles.
Now, I don't need to tell you how important this year's Christmas Eve tree lighting is. It's 100 years.
I know. It's always been a Connor tree. You have nothing to worry about, Sean. I guarantee it.
Okay, thank you, Jack. I just need to hear it from the farmer's mouth.
Oh, you got it.
Mayor.
Oh, okay. I gotta go.
Olivia stands as Jack approaches.
Hey, listen, we need to talk about the tree.
I know, and I know it's going to be bad news. So first, we cocoa.
We what?
We cocoa. Come.
Oh.
All right. This is the best hot cocoa you have ever had.
What is this? A down payment? I get the rest after I finish the job.
No, the rest is toppings, and that's the best part.
Oh, I actually prefer it without toppings.
Not even whipped cream?
It's a filler. It's the tinsel of hot chocolate.
Purist, huh?
Because I just prefer things in their natural state.
Oh.
Like, take an evergreen. Did you know that originally people just brought these trees into their homes in the winter for the beauty of the greenery itself?
Right. But until the decorations are on it, it's not really a Christmas tree. I mean, that's kind of what makes it special.
Well, there's nothing wrong with letting things just be what they are.
She sips her cocoa.
Mmm. Top notch.
Right?
As is.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for the news. Hit me.
All right, well, I only have a couple of theories right now, but, you have a little something
I do.
On your face.
Where is it, up here?
Yeah, there's still more.
Just a little more over here?
Okay. Okay. There we go. Look, it's not fair for me to guess and ruin your night.
Is that because your guess is that I'm doomed?
Look, enjoy the party and we'll start from scratch first thing in the morning. Thanks for the cocoa.
You're welcome.
He follows her out.
Hey.
Olivia turns on the stairs.
Hey, are you sure you don't want to stay? I'm actually about to start the caroling.
Oh, no. Me singing would definitely ruin your night.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh,
he raises
Christmas
his mug to her
tree.
As he sings with the carolers. She smiles and raises hers in return.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here. Where are you?
Hey, I'm in the barn. I'll be right there.
Olivia glances around at the tree stand as a man in a Santa hat carries a brown tree over his shoulder. Sign, temporarily closed. She sets her work case on the counter and watches with dismay as a young family looks sadly at the closed sign and turns to go. She races to the barn where she finds Jack hanging a banner, Christmas Craft Fair.
Need a hand?
Oh, hey. No, well done. Thank you.
So you're having a Christmas fair?
Yeah, we do a last minute shopping event every year. All the vendors come out. It's this weekend.
Hmm. Hopefully by then the lot will be back open.
It should be. I haven't been stumped yet.
Stumped? I like that.
She scowls.
Don't say I see what you did there because I didn't.
That's okay. I believe you.
She squints.
Do you do this a lot?
All the time. My friends hate it. It's because I was born in the fall.
The fall?
Yeah, September. Come with me. It's this way.
Olivia examines trees growing on the farm.
These all look perfect.
Exactly. I mean, they're thriving until they're cut.
She scoops soil into a bag.
Could I see a tree that's been cut within the last 2 days?
Yeah, there's actually one next door at the cidery.
Lights shine on a pale tree.
This is the tree.
This is after only 2 days?
Yep, I'm afraid so. Now, what do you think? Do you think this is needle cast?
No. No, needle cast disease doesn't work this quickly.
She studies the needles.
This is something else.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
This is Elliot.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Olivia Arden. Thank you for letting me take a cutting of your tree.
Of course. Anything for my brother here.
Oh. Your brothers?
He wishes, because then maybe he'd be a little bit taller.
Yeah,
And he could afford a jacket with sleeves.
Olivia smiles.
Our families are best friends. We spent almost every Christmas together growing up.
That's actually what started our PJ all-day tradition.
What?
I had to get dressed in my Christmas best before even coming down to see if Santa came.
Really?
It's fine.
You know what you need? Some fresh, hard cider.
Oh. Elliot gasps.
It's 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
They shrug.
Yeah.
Kelly sets down a glass.
We're trying to crack the Bloody Mary mimosa market.
Guys, Olivia's got a lot of work to do.
Okay, well then, at least try the soft cider. Right out of the barrel.
All right.
Huh?
Thank you.
They watch in anticipation as Olivia takes a sip.
That's really complex. I taste notes of, peach, cinnamon, and vanilla?
You have a well-developed palate.
I've always loved how certain flavors are connected to the minerals in the soil and how it changes from acre to acre. You know, every farm has its own unique taste.
See, she gets it.
Yeah.
Jack grins.
Well, the soil in this part of Connecticut is great for apples and pears and berries, pumpkins.
She turns to Jack.
You know, you could grow something for every season, not just Christmas.
Kelly and Elliot look away.
We just do Christmas trees.
I know. What I'm saying is if you diversify, you wouldn't be so dependent on one commodity.
Look, I'm going to stop you right there. Here we go. My father and his grandfather and his father had a motto, which was do one thing and be the best. Christmas trees are my one thing, and they're my family's legacy, and it's my job to keep it that way.
She nods her head.
That's what I'm here to help you do.
Right.
So, let's rush these samples to the mobile lab. Thank you so much for the cider. It was wonderful and lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, guys.
Hey, bring her back for the cocktail thing.
She's not on vacation, Kelly.
Well, after dealing with you, she'll probably need one.
Elliot points at Jack, who smirks and gives them a thumbs up as he leaves. Then Kelly and Elliot share a laugh. Olivia examines test tubes at Jack's table.
Good morning!
Hi.
I'm returning the pencil I borrowed.
Real smooth, Mom. I'm assuming that Elliot told you?
Of course not. Thank you so much for saving our farm.
Olivia, this power hugger is my mom, Peggy. Mom, this is Olivia.
Nice to meet you. But no need to thank me. I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, but I'm sure you will, though. How long does all this testing take?
Unfortunately, it's not an instant result. It has to sit for at least a few more hours.
So you have some time to kill?
I suppose so.
She exchanges a glance with Jack.
Oh, the chef said my car wouldn't be ready till 6. I don't want to be in your guys' way. So if you want to drop me off at the inn, I can hang out there and catch up on paperwork.
Not a problem.
Paperwork? Nonsense. No, you're going to come with us to the cider mill.
Oh, I've been there already today. It's fine. You don't have to...
Well, didn't you tell her about the Christmas cocktail competition?
She's not interested in that, Mom.
Oh, or maybe you're just scared someone new might dethrone you?
He scoffs and crosses his arms.
I'm not too worried about that.
Probably because you've never had to compete against a scientist.
Hmm.
Well, mixology is just chemistry equations in a glass. It's all about balance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was all about Christmas apple cider and instinct.
Mm.
No?
No.
Mm.
Yep, he's scared.
He looks from Olivia to Peggy.
Really? Okay, let's do this.
A crowd fills the tables at the cidery.
Well, what's going on with Harry?
Harry?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. He's just excited to get a free drink.
Sure.
Bottles cover a table.
I am ready.
Me too.
He rubs his palms together.
Ooh.
She sets down a tube.
Okay. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Remember, the only rule is you have to use some of our cider in your cocktail.
And go.
All right. Wow. It's scientific.
She holds a gauge.
How are the levels?
Not telling. 4 generations of Christmas tree farming, huh?
Yep. Hey, are you going to use that mint?
Nope.
Thank you.
You never wanted to do anything else?
Never.
Actually, that's not true. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be the next Indiana Jones. But once I discovered that it was less about really cool action sequences and more about sitting alone in a hole, dusting off rocks with tiny little brushes, I got over that.
She shakes a cup.
How are you? Did you always know that this would be your calling?
Bartending?
Yeah.
Thank you.
She looks up at him.
I don't know, I've always felt happiest in the woods.
I totally get that.
She looks away uncomfortably.
Yeah, I'm gonna climb.
You don't like talking much about yourself, do you?
She lowers her head.
I'm more of a listener, I guess.
He nods and shrugs.
5 more minutes.
Whoa.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, okay, let's do this.
She measures her ingredients while Jack turns away and stirs his cup. She glances around and pinches a sprig from an evergreen decoration.
Oh, yeah.
She adds it to her mixture and takes a whiff.
All right. How's that smell?
Perfect.
She smiles brightly and watches him while she shakes her cup.
Okay, everybody, gather around.
Okay, moment of truth.
Kelly and Elliot sample from tiny glasses.
So what's in yours again?
Oh, it's a perfect blend of cider, bourbon, cinnamon, lime, and herbs.
Oh.
And a few pine needles.
Wait, that wasn't on the ingredients list.
Technically, it was on the table, so it was fair game.
Fine.
What's in yours?
Oh, a little bit of this and just a little bit of that. And it doesn't really matter because I just go by what feels right.
I just go by what I know is right. So
we'll see how that plays out for you.
Pretty good strategy.
We'll see.
Kelly nods and smiles.
Oh.
Yeah, excuse me.
That is awful.
Yeah.
It's truly awful.
Come on.
Is this the cup everyone poured their discarded drinks into, or,
It's been a tough year for me. Listen, you can't win them all, so.
They watch as Kelly and Elliot sip thoughtfully and share a glance.
Actually, she can. We have a winner of the Christmas cocktail competition. Olivia.
Really?
Really?
She pumps her fists.
Science for the win!
She smiles as Kelly places a medal over her head.
Thank you. I won't let it go to my head.
Good.
She swivels her hips in a victory dance.
All right, I need to try this drink. Let me see here.
Jack takes a sip.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah. What are you going to call it?
How about the evergreen?
He looks into her eyes.
It's perfect.
He raises his glass.
To the evergreen.
The evergreen.
To the evergreen.
They stroll outside.
That was really impressive. I just think if you would have seen the one of me last year, I think it could have actually...
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
Jack, I just want to thank you for the business that you've given us the past couple days.
Well, don't get used to it, Dwayne. Olivia, this is Dwayne. He owns the other Christmas tree lot in town.
Maybe the only one at the rate you're going, Jack.
Connors will be fine. I'll make sure of it.
And who are you, exactly?
I'm an evergreen expert.
She crosses her arms.
You don't need a tree lady to tell you what we already know. You're done. And tell the mayor I have a 30-foot scotch pine if he needs it. All he has to do is call.
He won't need to.
Good day.
Dwayne keeps walking.
Who's that guy?
Dwayne Coulson.
Snowflakes fall over the farm. Jack paces while Olivia checks the test tubes at his dining table.
You're hovering.
No, I'm just, decorating the house for Christmas in your general vicinity.
Right.
They get up as a Santa ornament falls from the tree.
Oh, no.
Is it broken?
I don't think so.
Well, so we can keep these needles from falling, maybe we should take the ornaments down.
I know, I should. It's just that we've been putting these up since the very first year my family started selling Christmas trees. There's one new ornament for every year that we've been in business. It's a tradition. Every single one of these has a special meaning. This one is from the year I was born. 27 years ago.
She smiles at a framed baby photo.
And this one
This is from World War II.
My grandfather was overseas, and he sent back some sand from Normandy.
He gazes at a small corked bottle of sand.
My family doesn't do anything like this.
She stares up at the tree.
What does your family do?
Every year, my mother chooses a theme, and her decorator does the rest. All that matters is how it looks, not what it means.
What was this year's theme?
It was supposed to be a Christmas wedding.
She stands quickly.
No, that's cool. I mean, whose wedding?
Olivia stops and turns around slowly.
Oh.
I canceled it. Over the summer. So.
Right. I'm sorry.
Don't be. No, you know, we wanted different things.
Right. Just took you 6 months before your wedding to figure that out?
She shrugs.
I knew before then. Sometimes it takes me a little bit longer to say things out loud.
Huh.
One of my quirks.
Well,
bless you.
Excuse me. I hope I'm not getting sick. That's the last thing I need right now.
Well, stress does make you more susceptible to viruses.
Oh, that's great. I'm doomed.
She looks at the tree.
Wait a minute. Maybe that's what's going on here. There could be a disease in the trunk that's getting set off from the stress of being cut.
A transplant shock?
Kind of. Oh, I wish I could see what was going on in the trunks.
You realize you're telling the guy who sells cut trees that the solution might be to not cut trees.
I'm saying I don't know yet. You know what would help? To dig up the root ball with one of the trunks. I could cut it and watch what happens over the next few hours in real time.
Yeah, we could do that. We'll cut it out and... It's almost 6 o'clock. Your car is ready and my time is up.
Oh, well, I'll stay.
Really?
Yeah, I can stay one more night and get my car tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate that.
Of course.
Even if you're staying just so you can avoid your family.
She steps closer.
I care what happens to you.
She shrugs.
And your farm.
Right.
And there's no way I'm letting that Dwayne guy win.
He smiles.
Okay, maybe the home thing, too. Little.
I knew it.
All right.
We're lucky it was warmer this week. The ground's not too hard.
Yeah.
They dig a tree.
Oh!
They gaze at the night sky.
Looks like that's about to change.
Snowflakes swirl.
Oh, nothing like a bit of mood snow at Christmas.
He closes his eyes.
Beautiful. Right?
He turns and she's gone.
Olivia?
Over here. Come on.
He finds her on her back gazing up at the sky.
What are you doing down here?
He joins her. Olivia smiles.
This quiet... under the trees. It's my favorite thing in the whole world. It's like I'm just living in this exact moment where everything's perfect, just the way it is.
It's amazing how something as simple as a tree can bring people so much happiness. That's why I love what I do. Life's purpose is to literally bring joy to families every Christmas.
She turns her head to watch him.
If I can't do that anymore.
You don't have to worry, Jack.
He turns to her.
I got this.
They share a lingering gaze. A bright light shines.
Hey! Look! Jack!
They stand.
Miles!
They raise their hands.
What are you doing here?
I saw a light and thought someone was stealing one of your trees while you were shut down.
Oh, no, we're just doing scientific research.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
No, it really was.
Okay, you two have a good night.
Thanks, Miles.
Can you call him tomorrow and tell him it was actual science?
Well, not all of it.
No, not all of it.
He looks into her eyes.
Push it up. Let's get there. Tree, get up the tree.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Push. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. One more.
Oh. Nice.
They pull it from the truck.
Grab that. There we go. Careful, it's a little bit slippery out here.
Please, I'm a third-generation New Englander. I'm good.
She stumbles and frowns.
Don't say a word.
I would never. I'm a fourth-generation Connecticutian, so...
Oh. He stumbles.
Don't you dare. Don't you... Just let's get this inside.
Yeah, this is humiliating.
There you go. Watch your step.
How is it out there? I heard it's like a skating rink.
Didn't notice.
No. Not at all.
They carry the tree up the end stairs.
Hey, I could pick you up in the morning after breakfast, and we can go get your car whenever you're ready, maybe after 10.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Right. Right here?
Yeah.
There we go. I'll let you... There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So then it'll just be a good old-fashioned scientific method.
Which is?
Sitting next to the tree and staring at it all night.
Right. Hope we get the answers.
Yeah, we're getting there.
He gazes at her.
Yeah.
Her lips part as he moves closer. Then he pulls a twig from her hair.
Oh. Yeah.
They smile.
Night.
Night.
Santa takes a seat.
Thank you for letting me make my way through here. How's everybody feeling? This is Lisa the elf, and she's going to be my helper today. Oh, this is beautiful. Who made this for you?
My mom.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. I could use her in my shop.
Good morning.
Hi, can I get you some breakfast? I'm actually looking for Jack. I overslept a little bit. He's
here.
She gestures at Santa.
Oh, I see you want a candy cane. I'm sure I've got a candy cane, so I'll get you a candy cane.
Olivia stares and he taps his nose and points at her. She smiles and waves. He winks at her and she winks back with a thumbs up. Kids scamper through the inn as Jack joins Olivia without his costume.
Hey.
So, this is one of the favors you do for her, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I heard Santa was here.
Santa was here?
Yes, and if you hurry, maybe you can give him your Christmas list.
Ooh, I think he already knows my Christmas list.
You don't need Santa for that. You got me.
Yeah. So, how is it looking overnight? You know what to do?
I know what's next.
I feel like when you're vague like that, it's because you're holding something back.
I'm not. There's just no point in getting your hopes up or down until I know for sure.
And when will that be?
After I pick up my car and bring the samples back to the lab on campus. My equipment is good, but the lab is the best.
Great.
Sorry.
You're too tired to drive. Why don't I take you?
Are you sure you have time?
Yeah, I mean, until we get this figured out, I got nothing but time.
From above, snow covers the university campus. In the lab, evergreen samples fill small pots. Cups hold samples of soil.
Okay, all the tests are up and running. Oh, I just need to make sure I didn't forget anything.
He studies the screen.
Don't touch that.
No, I'm not.
I just want to take a look at my master checklist.
She climbs over boxes in the doorway and he follows.
Yes. What is all this?
She opens a box and holds a ball of mistletoe.
Oh, no. I thought we canceled the order.
It's a lot of mistletoe.
They were my wedding favors.
That must have cost a fortune.
Oh, yeah, they did. I would have been happy giving everyone a bag of candy almonds.
Why didn't you say something?
Because this wasn't even in the top 100 things I needed to say to him.
So what are you going to do with them now?
She frowns and steps away. She looks at Jack.
Why don't you sell them at the craft fair? We can donate the proceeds to charity.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that idea. Especially since I usually donate Christmas trees to families in need, and this way we can help them buy a tree from somewhere else.
Are you sure you're okay with that?
Yeah. Of course, I mean, my problem shouldn't become theirs. And for them, it's not just about the tree. It's about what happens around it.
She gazes at him in wonder. He steps closer to return the mistletoe to the box.
Okay, so we're good here.
She closes her office door.
All I have to do now is wait.
Wait. For how long?
About 10 hours.
10 hours?
Give or take.
He follows her upstairs.
I feel like this is going to be the longest 10 hours of my life.
Well, you know, we don't have to stay that long. Everything's automated, so once it's done, the results will upload to the server, and I can read them from anywhere.
I just feel like I'm going to go nuts waiting.
He paces in the lab. She pulls a flyer from her bag.
Some of these things look like they could maybe be fun.
They are fun. And thank you.
Don't thank me yet.
It's going to be fun.
Sign, Old Avon Inn.
Come on in.
Jack and Olivia don aprons as kids decorate gingerbread. Olivia glances around the room with uncertainty.
You know, why don't we take the spot here? So what we're going to... Lisa, do we have any gingerbread trees?
I couldn't find a cookie cutter for that. But if you want trees made out of Santa hats, I'm your gal.
How are you at baking?
Terrible.
Me too.
Well, no trees for us then.
I will not stand for such irony. Come on.
She follows him to the kitchen. They cut tree shapes from gingerbread. Olivia puts two triangles together for a standing tree.
That is brilliant.
I mean, right?
Brilliant.
Lisa stares.
We had no choice.
I feel like you did.
They bite green icing on the trees, then share high fives.
Yeah.
They carry their trees to the dining room.
Oh, no. There aren't any more gingerbread houses.
Oh, hey, let's make a gingerbread version of your Christmas tree lot.
That's a great idea.
Right?
Lisa struggles with a brown tree. Needles fill her hand as she straightens it. Jack and Olivia frown.
Those results can't come fast enough.
No, Jack, this might not be a quick fix.
No.
If you can't open your lot again this
year... I'm going to have to email all my loyal customers and tell them to get a tree from someplace else.
Not Dwayne, though.
Well,
please.
There's nothing I can do about that. I just hope they come back again next year, if there's something for them to come back for.
Yes, and that's my goal, to be up and running next year at the very latest.
Right.
But if that doesn't happen, I just want to make sure that, you know, you'll be okay.
You can cover one bad year, but if all of the trees are diseased, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
Which is why I suggested having different crops to harvest
year-round.
Olivia,
I don't want to talk about that.
It doesn't have to be fruit. The soil's great for ornamental plants, for shrubs, I mean, like, you know.
She sets out jelly beans.
Yeah, okay. And what kind of shrub is a pink shrub?
Azaleas, obviously.
Well, I think I'm going to stick with trees.
She gazes into his eyes.
You know, azaleas bring people joy, too.
He stares at her.
The point is that diversifying would just mean that you wouldn't be so dependent on Christmas to survive.
My dad would look at all those farms that did it all, and he would say, "Jack of all trades, master of none." He would be so disappointed in me if I changed all that now. I get it. Being named Jack doesn't really help me here.
But at least you'd have something to fall back on when things like this happen.
Okay.
He faces her.
So you're an expert on evergreens. But what if I told you you also had to be an expert on roses or mangoes?
I don't grow mangoes in Connecticut.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Sorry I brought it up. Forget I said anything.
Oh?
A cookie breaks.
Well, that's a sign.
It's a cookie. You know what? Maybe it's time for us to move on to something else.
Jack watches in amazement as Olivia crafts a reindeer from branches in his barn.
Wow, that is impressive.
Thank you.
You really are a natural.
Who knew?
I kind of had a feeling.
Oh, what?
Love it.
She hangs a wreath.
Right.
They smile as they admire the now festively decorated barn.
See? Wasn't so bad, was it?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Her eyes sparkle. She pulls back her finger as he ties a bow.
I'm not gonna get you.
Okay. I should have learned my lesson last time.
Nope.
See, I told you.
See, I got you again.
And I don't get the thing about the empty present. It's like an empty promise. I mean...
Oh, man.
He checks his phone.
What is it?
The mayor's gonna be here any minute, and he's gonna ask for an update on the Christmas Eve tree. Can you check to see if there are any results? Because I could really use some good news right now.
She taps her phone.
Sorry, nothing yet.
Great.
Now, I needed to ask you, why does the town wait all the way until Christmas Eve to light the tree?
The very first year Connors opened for business, there was this huge storm on Christmas Eve, and all the power went out all over town except for the square. So my great-grandfather got the biggest tree we had and brought it down, and people from all over town came, and they decorated it with lights, ornaments. That's when it stopped being a Connor tree and became everyone's tree. And then from that day forward, that just became Christmas Eve tradition to light the tree.
No wonder it means everything to you.
It does.
The barn looks great, Jack.
Hey,
thanks. But I see that the tree lot's still closed for business.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're coming up with a really good solution. This is Olivia. She is UConn's chief evergreen horticulturalist.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. The thing is, that tree has to be in place by Tuesday, so we have time to decorate.
Okay, great. Well, we got 3 days, and that should be fine.
I'm sorry, but because we're getting extra press for the 100th annual lighting, we can't risk waiting until the last minute. That's why I came down in person. I've decided to go with Dwayne Coulson's tree instead.
Olivia looks from the mayor to Jack.
Listen, we started the tradition of lighting the tree on Christmas Eve, and I have never asked for anything in return. Just this once, I'm asking if you can wait until Tuesday. And if the tree is not in good shape, you can go with Dwayne Coulson, and I wouldn't blame you.
All right. 3 days, Jack.
Thank you.
The mayor goes and Jack turns to face Olivia, who nods hesitantly.
We can do that, right? 3 days is enough time?
Oh, this is my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Olivia.
I was going to call you. This job in Avon's taking a little longer than I thought.
It is really starting to seem that you're avoiding us.
Yeah, I've just been busy.
Well, I made a nail appointment for you because I know how much you just hate all that dirt under there from work.
I'm fine with it. Listen, Mom, I gotta get back to work. I'll be home as soon as I can, okay? Love you, bye. Oh, this is it. The lab results.
What does it say?
She studies the screen, then shakes her head and steps away.
The tests haven't identified any common diseases or pathogens, and now we've ruled out environmental contaminants.
She sits down.
Okay, so what does that mean? There's nothing we can do?
We're gonna have to do a full genetic sequencing of the DNA to get our answer. We will get the answer, but that's gonna take a few...
days? That's okay.
Weeks.
Weeks?
Jack, I'm so sorry. I really wish there was a faster way.
Okay, so what does that mean for my trees that are in the ground for this year and the big Christmas Eve tree?
He studies her as she shifts her eyes nervously.
See, this is where you're supposed to say, "Don't worry, Jack. I know how to save this year's trees."
Don't worry, Jack. I know how to save this year's trees.
Olivia, I just really need you to tell me what you're really thinking. Please.
She sits next to him.
I'm worried. Because right now, I don't know how to save them.
Hey, if anyone can figure it out, it's you. And there's no one else I'd rather have in my corner.
Her eyes glisten.
Thank you, Jack. Okay, I'm gonna go do some more research.
Jack follows Olivia into the lobby of the inn. Lisa comes up beside him.
What's going on?
It doesn't look good.
It's looking pretty great.
I'm talking about the trees. For the first time in 100 years, there might not be a Connor family tree in the town square.
But for the first time in what seems like 1,000 years, you have a chance at love.
It's not the right time, Lisa.
It's never the right time for you, Jack. It's okay to care about your trees and your legacy and your farm, but it can't be the only thing you care about. Especially now that you've met someone like Olivia.
She nudges him and steps away as he smiles softly. Olivia sits in her room flipping through her notes. She frowns and types on her laptop. She pulls throat lozenges from her bag. Text, long dissolving, packed with nutrients. She smiles and pumps her fists. Olivia carries a crate into the barn.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. What do you got there?
Oh, I got my car, drove to Yukon, raided the supply room at the lab, and got everything I need. I think I found a way to keep this year's trees alive for a week or so after getting cut.
Come on. I knew you could do it.
It's a temporary fix, and I'm not done yet, but if I'm right, between this and the DNA work, by next year, it'll be like none of this ever happened.
Well, except for the part where I met you, because I could do that again in a heartbeat.
Me too.
She smiles brightly.
Okay, so what's the plan?
Okay, so whatever's going on is getting triggered by the tree getting cut and losing vital nutrients from the soil, right? So I created a highly concentrated formula to add to your tree's water after they're cut. Just give it to your customers for the trees.
Kind of like the packets you put in vases when you buy flowers.
Except this has to be calibrated to dissolve evenly over time. Like an extended release medicine.
Huh.
Now I just have to figure out how to create a solid base for the formula.
Wow. Wouldn't that be easier to do in your lab?
Yeah. But, you know, it's convenient to be here to test it on the trees.
Right.
And
he studies her thoughtfully.
But, you know, you're right. I'll go back to the lab. It's
No.
Probably better.
You can totally do it here. You can do it in the house.
The truth is, most of this is too messy to do in the house.
What about the barn?
She looks around.
What about the craft fair?
He takes her crate.
Craft fair doesn't have to take up the whole barn.
Wait a minute. Why not move part of the craft fair outside? You'd have a whole, like, outdoor section decorated with lights and wreaths. Oh, everyone would be outside in nature, really feeling the Christmas spirit.
Sort of like you are right now.
She smiles.
I guess I am. But I don't know how you'd get all that together so quickly.
Oh,
actually.
Easy peasy. I'll get my mom on it. We'll be done within the hour.
Really?
Yeah. It's the best part about living in a small community. We're all here to help one another.
I really think this is it, Jack.
I really think so, too.
Olivia looks up at Jack and beams. Sign, Connor's Christmas Craft Fair. A woman passes wearing a Santa hat while a woman in a red apron hands out popcorn as guests mill about the fair. Olivia sits at a table in the barn peering through a microscope.
Guys, this is beautiful. I love it. Hey,
Jack.
How are you?
Peggy smiles at Jack.
So good.
Mom, this is amazing. Oh, thank you so much for rallying the troops. Wow.
Are you kidding? These people were lined up waiting to help. You should do this every year.
You know, this was actually Olivia's idea. We're lucky she's here.
Oh, luck has nothing to do with it.
It's fate.
Well, I don't know about that. She's here to do a job, Mom.
You think this is really about her job? Oh, no.
It's all about you now, Jack.
No.
Yeah. Harry.
Peggy joins her friend while Jack stands deep in thought. He races to the barn. Olivia sits stirring a paste in a bowl while Jack watches.
I should really keep working.
Right. Well, I think you should give your brain a break.
She smiles weakly. He helps her with her coat, then escorts her outside to the fair. She stares wide-eyed at the different booths.
Oh my goodness. This looks incredible.
Right? This is all thanks to your idea.
They pass pastries in a toy tree lot. He notices Harry with Peggy.
Come on, let's take a little stroll together.
Harry, you know I adore you, right? But ever since Stanley died, I just never saw myself strolling with anyone else.
Me neither, but you know, we can either choose to embrace the future or resist it, and I pick embrace.
He offers his hand.
Come on.
She giggles and shrugs. Olivia's eyes glisten as she watches the couple hold hands.
They are adorable.
Yeah.
Hey, are you okay with your mom?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what? My dad's been gone a while, and she deserves to be happy.
Your mom was pretty lucky if she found that twice.
Some people don't even find it once.
Olivia stares at him with concern while he watches his mom.
Hey, let's go for a walk.
She smiles gently and he takes her hand as they stroll toward the woods. They pause next to towering evergreens and he turns to face her.
Sorry, I got sap on my hands.
Oh, wait. Jack, this is the answer I've been looking for. This is what we can use to bond the nutrients together. Let's go, I want to see if it works.
Okay.
Olivia measures ingredients in a small bowl, then pours liquid from a beaker. She stirs it eagerly and smiles. She pours the thick liquid into a metal tube. Then she screws a top onto the tube and punches out a large tablet. She slowly picks up the tablet and stares at it. She rushes to Jack.
This is it?
I think so. All we need now is a tree to test it on.
Well, I've got plenty of those. Let's go.
They head to his house.
This is it?
Yep.
He drops the tablet in a Christmas tree's water bucket. Olivia sits on the sofa.
Well, I guess I'll drive you back to the inn.
Are you kidding? I'm not going anywhere.
Well then, I guess you should get comfortable.
Thank you.
He covers her legs with an afghan and plops next to her.
You don't have to stay up.
Of course I do. We'll see what happens.
She looks at him with surprise and smiles.
Check on the tree.
Yeah.
She sits up from dozing on his shoulder and kneels to examine the tree.
Hey, not bad.
Harry enters the front door with Peggy.
Good morning.
Morning.
We brought some breakfast.
Oh, thank you.
Harry sets down pastries.
So, did it work?
We're not going to know for sure until later tonight.
Oh, it seems like a lot of waiting around.
Well, nature does not hurry, but everything is accomplished.
That's beautiful. Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. It's very similar to Lao Tzu from 5,000 years ago.
Yes. Do you study Chinese philosophy?
A little, yeah.
How?
Yeah. Oh. Also, it was on a poster in your office.
Busted!
She punches him playfully.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Squeeze in.
Did it work?
They won't know until later.
So we're just going to sit here all day and stare at it?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
I guess we can work around you for the party.
Oh.
You forgot.
Did not forget. I just didn't remember on time.
What exactly are we talking about?
I'm having my annual gift exchange party here tonight. You're going to love it. You can keep your eye on the tree and have fun while you're doing it.
That sounds fun, but I don't have a gift to bring.
That's actually the easy part. Do you guys mind continuing with the tree watching?
No.
Come.
Olivia smiles.
Okay.
Harry and Peggy join Kelly and Elliot on the sofa. They all lean forward and stare at the tree. Snowflakes fall as Jack and Olivia enter a downtown shop.
Okay, $20 max, and you shouldn't see what the other person is getting, so you're gonna have to be pretty stealth about it.
Okay.
She holds penguin socks.
Oh, come on. I mean...
Oh. I think that's my
size. Soap.
Nice.
He pretends to wash.
Spit strong.
Knocks on a toy door.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
They look over music boxes. Olivia studies the snow globes and more soap. They cross paths at a Christmas village display. Then Olivia bumps into Jack again as a woman wearing a Santa hat helps him at the counter.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll wait over here.
Okay.
Olivia smiles and steps away.
Thank you.
They take their packages and go. Festive packages cover Jack's table.
So, everyone draws a number, and then the first person picks a gift and opens it.
A blanket.
I knew it. Then the second person opens their gift and they can keep it.
Oh, yes.
Somebody knows I love cheese.
Yeah. Or they can trade it with the first person. Then the third person opens their gift.
A six pack.
They can keep that one, or they can steal from the first two.
Okay. And at the end, whoever went first gets one more chance to steal.
It gets pretty ugly.
Harry opens a book.
The history of the Christmas tree. Ooh. That's very nice. History of baseball would have been nicer, but who am I to complain? Oh, who am I kidding? Give me the blanket.
He hands it to Jack.
Here we go.
Okay, it's my turn. I'm going for this one. I saw it. I want it.
It's a book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this has never happened before.
It's not.
Wow.
Look at that.
They hold the same book.
I'm keeping it.
Peggy clutches the bag.
Oh, I guess I'm up.
Yes.
Yes. Which one should I pick?
Wow.
Look at that.
Slippers and robe.
That's the best one of the night. I know you're going to keep that.
Actually, I think I'll trade it. The book.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Jack said you favor trees in their natural state.
Oh, did he?
She walks slowly toward the tree.
Christmas trees are growing on me.
She turns and smiles.
That is good. She's worse than Jack.
Okay, on that note, Jack, you can either keep the book or you can trade it for whatever you like the most.
Okay, well, I gotta say, I did really like the book.
He steps closer to Olivia.
Great minds.
They exchange books. The others watch them and smile.
Wait a minute, what's going on?
Olivia grins.
Let's go read.
They take a seat.
Okay, who is ready for your law?
Yes.
She sets down the plate.
Okay. Olivia, you're first.
There is an ornament baked inside, and whoever finds it gets to switch on the lights at the tree ceremony.
But I'm not family.
Everything you have done to help Jack and the farm, you will always be family to us.
Okay, but right now it's all a big maybe. What if the fix doesn't work?
Well, then we shun you.
Fair enough. All right.
She slices the center. Olivia smiles as she uncovers a star ornament.
Whoa. Aww.
She holds it up.
That's great.
Okay.
Who wants cake?
Oh, yeah.
I wish Christmas felt like this in my house.
Why can't it?
Just not what my parents do.
Oh, well, have you told them what you wanted Christmas to be like?
She looks at Peggy with surprise.
You know, you can't expect your parents to solve a problem that they don't even know they have.
Olivia lowers her eyes and smiles as Peggy walks away. Jack picks up the ornament. He smiles at Olivia.
Well, I guess we've got a couple hours until we can check on the tree.
I'm almost afraid to look.
I'm not. I trust you.
Her face brightens as they share a lingering gaze.
Cake?
Oh. Thank you. And for you.
Thank you.
She looks into his eyes as he hands her a plate.
Is it wrong that part of me is hoping it doesn't work quite yet, so she doesn't leave Avon so soon?
Yes. Very wrong. And I was thinking the exact same thing.
Kelly and Peggy smile from across the room. Jack and Olivia examine the trees.
This looks good. I'll check the others.
She dashes to another tree.
None of the needles have fallen off.
They touch the branches.
It worked?
It worked.
It worked!
It worked!
It worked! It worked! Oh.
He takes her into his arms, then they share an awkward glance.
Hey!
They high five.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Mazzucato, you've got the 8-foot tree, right?
Yes.
That is this one here for you. There you go.
Thank you, Jack, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and thank you. Are you sure we're gonna have enough of these for the town tree?
Oh, plenty.
Perfect. Hi, you've got the 6-foot tree, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's great. Here you go.
He hands out tablets.
Thank you.
Jack follows Olivia as she makes her way to a tall tree lying on a flatbed. She looks at it lovingly and strokes its branches as Jack steps up behind her.
Good luck, big guy.
Yeah.
She turns as he touches the tree.
Okay, fine. Yes, I do talk to trees. Happy?
You have no idea.
They share a caring glance.
Come on, hop in. Gotta put up this tree.
Harry rides the tree with a rope at the downtown display.
it up, 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 up. Keep going. Right about there. Perfect. That's it. Nice.
It stands in the square.
All right. Beautiful. Oh,
glad to see it turned out okay, Jack.
Yeah, it turned out better than okay.
We'll get started decorating.
Look at you. You saved Christmas, Olivia. I can't thank you enough.
I should be thanking you. For the first time in I don't know how long. Christmas isn't something to get through. It's something to treasure.
Yeah.
I just wish I could take this feeling home with me.
Are you sure you can't stay? You saved the tree. You should probably be here tomorrow when we light it up.
I want to. But, I mean, my parents would never forgive me, so.
Unless you tell them why you want to stay.
They face each other.
I mean, if you want to stay.
You know I do.
For the trees?
Her eyes water as she looks away.
For more than just the trees.
Then say it.
It's not that easy for me, Jack.
He steps closer.
We have come too far not to see this through.
She looks at his hand as it caresses her shoulder.
Clearly, I'm talking about us.
I'm at UConn, an hour away. What happens after Christmas?
I don't know. Just know that for the first time in a long time, I'm thinking about something else.
He takes her hand and looks into her eyes.
Will this even work?
We've solved every other problem. We'll figure this out too.
He kisses her gently. They smile and he holds both her hands.
So, meet you here in the morning?
It's a date.
Yeah, it is.
Her face glows as Jack steps away. Olivia hangs the star ornament on her tree, then clasps her hands together and smiles. She climbs onto her bed with her phone.
Hi, Mom.
Listen, about Christmas Eve. I know you want me to come home, but I think I'm going to stay here in Avon.
We're hosting the cocktail hour at the club. We have to be there.
I know you do.
Olivia, I have told you. No one is going to ask you about the wedding or about Justin. They just want to see you.
They don't even know me. Mom, they only know the version of me that you want them to see, but I can't do that anymore.
I don't understand any of this. I thought you loved Christmas.
I do, now. Now that I know what it could be.
Do you care to share what that is?
Look, I'll be home Christmas morning, and then I'm going to show you.
Will you really come home? Or will you just call with another reason to stay away?
I'll really come, I promise.
We have a lot to talk about.
Good night, Mom. Love you.
Banner, 100th Annual Christmas Tree Lighting. Olivia smiles when she spots Jack at the town square. They walk excitedly toward each other. He checks his phone and his smile fades. Olivia looks at the screen with concern. They race toward the tree and gasp at its brown needles.
What?
They step closer and Olivia touches a branch.
I don't understand. It was working.
And I called some of the customers. They said that their trees were fine. Did we put enough nutrients in here?
The exact same ratio to trunk size as the others. Wait. These needles look different from the other damaged trees.
They look worse.
They turn as Dwayne claps.
Don't worry, Jack. Today's your lucky day. I have our tree ready to go.
It's not your decision, Dwayne. It's up to Mayor McGuire.
Who do you think called me? We're cutting down the replacement. It'll be here in 3 hours. I assume you'll help us out here, right? I mean, we're all on the same team.
Are we?
Well, you're on the B team now, but, yeah. Jack, tree lady, good day.
Olivia scowls.
You can't let him win.
It's not about winning anymore. It's about Christmas Eve, and it's about the entire community, and I feel like I've ruined it for everyone.
Jack.
She steps in front of him.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's not your fault. You did everything you could.
I am not giving up on your trees. Okay, we have the technology to get to the bottom of this.
just gonna take a little longer than we thought.
In the meantime, I can get the entire horticulture team to recommend alternative crops.
I told you I wasn't interested. Why would you even bring that up?
Because it's the best way out of this.
It's not an option. We do Christmas. That's it. That's all I care about.
I see.
She nods slowly and turns away.
Olivia, Olivia, wait.
He steps in front of her.
You know what I mean. I mean, I care about a lot of things. I care about you, too.
This just isn't gonna work.
Her eyes fill with tears.
You told me to say what I was feeling, Jack. And I did. But the truth is, you don't want me to say how I feel. Just what you want to hear. Just like everyone else.
This isn't about your family, and this isn't about your fiancé or anybody else. This is about us.
It's time for me to get back to my life. And you, to get back to yours.
He watches her walk away and she pauses.
So that's it?
She turns around and looks at him with sad eyes. Olivia packs her bag at the inn. Her Christmas tree catches her eye and she steps slowly toward it. She removes the medal she won that hangs on a branch, then lifts off the star ornament. She blinks away tears as she holds them in her hand. Jack and Peggy stand in the square packing up the tree ornaments.
Yeah, I guess we'll just put them in there, Mom.
Yeah, mix up the colors.
Yeah.
Dwayne grabs the box.
Mind if we use these for the good tree? We're all on the same team here, right? No? Nothing?
They stare at him.
Excuse me.
Whoa. Don't let him get to you. Dwayne's right about one thing. It's not about us now. It's about Christmas. In the end, we have to remember what we're celebrating. It's about bringing people joy.
I know.
She looks around.
Where's Olivia?
She left.
What?
Jack sits on a bench and Peggy joins him.
Why?
Because there's nothing else for her to do here and there's no reason for her to stay.
You're the reason, Jack. Did you tell her how you feel about it?
Yes, I did. And she told me. And then the tree fell apart and so did everything else.
Why?
We just don't see eye to eye.
About what?
She suggested planting more crops again, and I didn't respond very well to it.
I don't understand why you won't consider it.
Because I promised Dad that I wouldn't change a thing.
Peggy frowns.
The Connor name is synonymous with Christmas, and I don't want to destroy 100 years of tradition.
Oh, honey, yes, tradition is important, and so is Christmas. But you know what the most important thing was to your dad? Us. You. Our community, our friends. Our happiness.
He turns toward her.
That's the legacy he wanted you to keep.
He frowns and looks away.
It's too late now, Mom. She's gone.
She touches his leg.
It's never too late, Jack. Sometimes you just have to be willing to be open to change.
She puts her arm around him. Olivia slows in the roundabout and checks her mirror. She stops and sees her parents.
I am.
She shakes her head.
What are you guys doing here?
Annoying people, apparently.
You can't stop in traffic. Oh, I'll meet you at the coffee shop.
Coffee shop.
Right in there, yeah.
They drink coffee at a window table.
You guys really didn't need to come up here. I was just heading home.
Do you really think you could drop a bomb on us like that and we just let it go?
Do you have a piece of tree in your hair?
Olivia frowns and pulls it out.
Yeah, I know. I always do. Mom, this is who I am. I'm a woman who has pine needles in her hair and dirt under her fingernails. And absolutely zero desire to get all dressed up for Christmas just to stand around and chat with people who want me to be somebody I'm not.
So you don't want to be like us? Then what do you want?
I want to spend the entire day in our pajamas. I want to make a mess with the wrapping paper. I want to bake our own cookies, even though I can't bake. And I want to decorate our tree with ornaments that mean something to our family. I don't want it to be about other people's perception of us. I just want it to be about us.
Mom shakes her head.
Maybe we should cancel the party tonight.
Dad, you don't have to do that. You guys love that party. Yeah, see, Mom doesn't want you to cancel the party. I'm sure you guys wish that I didn't say anything about any of this. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll see you at home. No, wait.
She stands.
Oh, honey, I've never been very good about expressing myself.
I know. Runs in the family.
I'm just so, so sorry, Libby, that I've made you feel anything less than the strong, brilliant, beautiful woman that you've become. You don't need to change anything. I do. But this Christmas, if you still want to come home, of course I do.
She cries and they share a group hug.
I wish I had said all this years ago.
Why now? What changed?
She lowers her head.
Is there something else the matter?
Yeah.
They step from the cafe arm in arm.
Are you sure you don't want to just find him and talk to him?
You guys, I love you so much for coming here and for listening, but when it comes to Jack, I blew it.
They share a look.
So let's just go home and have our best Christmas ever. Okay? I can't wait to burn some cookies.
She hugs them.
Love you guys. Yeah. See you in a couple hours.
Drive carefully.
Okay.
Olivia walks slowly past a delivery truck.
Oh, Dwayne Colson texts me. He wants us to stay here and put up the new tree.
We already did our job. All right, ignore that.
Did you?
No. We should probably do that.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
Hey, you guys work with Dwayne?
Yeah.
She steps closer.
You know?
Yeah, we go way back. Tell him congratulations on the town tree. I mean, I feel bad for the Connors, but hey, nature's gonna do what nature's gonna do, right?
Yeah, nature.
His pal elbows him.
Selfie?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you want?
Yeah, yeah, right.
There.
Perfect. Yeah, just
yeah,
say Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
She snaps a photo with herbicide behind them.
Hey, this is Jack. Leave a message.
Jack, it's me. Dwayne sabotaged the tree with weed killer overnight. Meet me at the tree when you can. Excuse me?
She runs between them.
It's her problem.
The mayor studies the tree.
Stop! Don't take it down! This tree is gonna be just fine.
I know you did your best, Olivia, but same thing happening to this tree as all the rest of them. By tonight, most of these needles are gonna be on the ground.
No, this is not like the other trees.
I'm sorry, but I can't take that chance. Dwayne Colson...
Dwayne Colson sprayed this tree with weed killer, so it looked like it was dying. Every branch it touched looks like that.
He stares at Dwayne.
Dwayne?
I don't know what tree lady's talking about. She's just embarrassed because she failed.
Yeah, well, these guys tell a different story.
She holds up the selfie and zooms in on the herbicide.
She got you, Dwayne. You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
Your mother always cheated at hearts.
Dwayne looks around.
I'm not surprised the acorn didn't fall far from the tree.
Job, Mom.
Think what you want, but there's nothing you can do about the needles that have already dropped. You know, is this the type of tree you want? On the most important Christmas Eve Avon's ever had. This is what you want people to remember us by?
I'd rather have no tree than one from you.
Dwayne stares in disbelief.
Miles!
An officer approaches.
Really? You called the cops?
Let's go down to the station and talk about Avon vandalism.
Good day,
sir.
Tree lady.
Olivia straightens her posture.
Well played.
I hate to say it, but Dwayne is right about one thing. This tree does not look great. And that's being generous.
I mean, it might not look perfect, but I mean, the story behind it was great. I think the media's gonna eat it up.
You think?
Are you kidding? There's a hero and a villain and a love story.
Jack turns to Olivia.
Maybe it can be like that story you told me. About the very first year of the tradition. Everyone from town can bring something. It can be everyone's tree again.
just 100 years later.
I think that's a great idea.
I guess they don't call you the Christmas tree whisperer for nothing.
Actually, she doesn't like to be called that.
It's okay. I kind of like it.
She smiles at Jack.
Oh, actually, she kind of likes it now.
The mayor steps away.
I feel like I have so many things I want to say to you.
Me too.
Tree now, talk later. You two have plenty of time.
Kelly and Elliot hold up ornaments and smile. The townsfolk walk through the square at night carrying ornaments and wrapped presents. Olivia adds a sprig of garland to the tree. A young girl hangs a shiny ornament and Jack helps Olivia reach a tall branch. Sign, 100th Annual Christmas Tree Lighting. Olivia's parents arrive as she gazes lovingly at the tree.
Oh, I'm so glad you made it!
They hug.
I'm sorry if it meant missing that party.
Oh, that doesn't matter anymore.
We just wanted to see for ourselves what you love about Christmas. And you're wearing the coat that I love.
I know.
She beams in a red coat and her mom touches her cheek.
Hang on.
Okay.
Mom, Dad, this is Jack.
Mrs. Arden.
Lovely
Mr. Arden, lovely to meet you too. Such a pleasure. You have an incredible daughter.
Oh, we know.
Pine needles in her hair. Exactly as it should be.
Yeah. Is that a cider cart?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Good idea.
They leave Jack and Olivia alone.
Your parents seem really nice. I don't know. I was picturing something flashier.
Yeah, actually, I was wrong about them. I was wrong about a lot of things. Including telling you to change the way you run your farm.
You were right about that. I want to expand the crops.
But I thought Christmas is the only thing you care about.
It was, until I met you. Look, you were just trying to tell me how you felt, and I wasn't listening, and I am so sorry.
That's the thing. I told you how I felt about your crops. Not about you.
She swallows.
Well, now's your chance.
She smiles.
Well, in this particular situation, I think it might be better if I just show you.
Okay.
She kisses him. Jack grins.
Well said.
Hey, did you two want to, you guys want to push the button?
We're busy. We got this.
In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tree glows in a blaze of white lights. Its festive ornaments sparkle in the night. The crowd of all ages cheers as they stand in the snow. And Jack and Olivia share a passionate kiss beneath the tree's healthy green branches.
Unchanging, not only green.